WGN 1340. Go Falls!
You're tuned in to East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
Good afternoon and welcome.
And hello again. Good afternoon and welcome
to another stellar edition of The Drive. Sure, by now, by the sound of my voice, I'm Bear. Got Houston Kress.
Hello.
Tucker Harlan.
Hello, Bear.
And we are missing the captain today. He's sick. He's got a vicious case of food poisoning and or a stomach bug.
And you buy all that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, we dedicate ourselves to coming to work, man. Mm. My record is unimpeachable.
I'm just saying the Kress Cup going to have a new hometown.
That is the Kress Cup, which is awarded the winner of the Wallace Award. Most days off for no reason other than the Fisher running at Norris or whatever Trey
used to. Bats don't run. It's not salmon.
Or but anyhow.
Swallows or something, whatever.
We are down Russell today. Hopefully he will be back tomorrow. I will go ahead. Russ had a pretty rough night.
Don't hold your breath.
Well, he's got to be fresh and ready to go Saturday morning for the fan run. Mm-hmm. The inaugural fan run open.
That's right. You guys in that? You playing?
No, I'm not. Unfortunately.
Why not?
I know. I was never told about it. I mean, I knew about it, but I never had a formal invitation.
Invitation?
It's a work function. You're expected to be there. You and the other two guys. Well, I mean, we might as well bring him in now. Jace.
I was going to say, yeah, we need to introduce
Jace Brown from Overtime is helping us out today.
I don't think I realized your last name was Brown.
Yeah.
And you're not Brown. Related to new management.
No. I mean, I'm not, but we've got some connections down the line that were a little unexpected, maybe a little family beef.
Yeah, we heard about that, actually.
Yeah, it was a little interesting.
Brown versus Brown?
Yeah, a little bit. Okay. Way down the line.
Yeah, we'll talk about
maybe
that.
Maybe a consolidation and a shaking of hands?
Yeah.
Or
we made up for some past family feuds, I
guess.
Yeah.
Right. Or we just go Hatfields and McCoys or
Guns
Browns
blazing.
And Browns and Browns. Whew.
I don't like the ring of that.
Yeah, you guys should be brothers, man.
I mean, we could. We
I
have
like all the drama.
Similar shape. It's not too bad.
Mm-hmm.
But getting down to it, we are without Russell. Jace will be with us from 3 to 5. And then we got a special treat coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. We will have Coach Justin Ganey will be joining at 5:20. Definitely going to talk a lot of basketball today. There were some interesting comments that Coach Barnes made. But we will also be joined in the 5 o'clock hour by one Liam Pattinson.
Overtime Bill.
Overtime Bill.
Pattison.
A.K.A. Overtime. What all is it? Overtime Bill.
Overtime Bill. Wilhelm. Will. William.
Liam.
Liam. You just call him that for obvious
Robert
reasons.
Robert Pattinson.
There's no N. Pattison.
So, but he'll be joining us, and then we're going to talk to Coach Ganey. But pretty much from 3 to 5, we're wall-to-wall, y'all. So, I cannot, for the life of me, remember our new phone number.
865-288-3131. That's 865-288-3131.
865, Tarin Pool, Tyler Bray, Jamal Lewis.
There you go. Well done, Tuck.
That's pretty good.
Fast.
I don't know if anybody remembers Tarin Pool's number off the top of their head, but yeah.
There are very few people that wore Tarin Pool's number.
Who was the best 28? Was Raymond Austin 28?
Best 28. It's a good question.
I mean, it might be Poole, especially for recency, but I feel like Raymond Austin may have been. Maybe. But you mentioned it a little bit. The availability today with Coach Barnes that Tucker knew nothing about and instead headed to the driving range, which I have no problem with, by the way, because we need Tucker in tip-top shape for Saturday.
That we do.
As we bring home the Silver Cup for the Fan Run Open. At least that's our plan. That's our goal. But Rick Barnes with some, not harsh words, but short words on Jonas Adu. We've kind of wondered maybe what went wrong there and if they had seen this coming. It sounds like the answer to that is unequivocally nope.
Yeah, I mean, he basically said when he was asked if he would classify the departure of Tennessee junior center Jonas Adu as a surprise. And it's a direct quote. It was very short. Yeah, because he had told everybody he was fine. End quote.
I mean, I get it. Like, this is just the way things are going to go now. But I could not – I don't envy being a coach. Especially – which is weird, too, because Rick Barnes has such a good relationship with his players. You think if, hey, there's something that I'm looking for that I'm not getting, they'd have that conversation before he enters the portal. And then did I see someone say that Jonas is making public comments about not getting to shoot enough jump shots? Bro, we saw you shoot jump shots against Creighton and Purdue. They weren't very good.
No, you
they didn't go in. So I don't that's just a weird thing. And it sounds like he's trying to nurse the relationship with Tobey Awaka as best he can. No hard feelings towards Tobey. Wants him to go through the process.
Yeah, but he still was pretty – he was fairly blunt when asked about that as well. Let me see if I can pull that one up for us.
I mean, again, I get it. Guys are going to want to go through the process. Hey, can I get more money elsewhere? Can I get more minutes elsewhere? But that makes it really tough on Coach. I mean, these two guys, they're not into the benchers, right? They were playing a ton of minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, they were.
And Tobey, his biggest problem, if he's mad about minutes, don't foul.
Look at him,
right? Like, yeah. Don't –
yeah,
don't pick up three fouls in 4 minutes and have to go sit down.
I was talking with John. We were recording earlier for the mailbag and the podcast. Earlier, we were talking about it there, and it's like, if he can stay on the floor, he's probably a 12 or 14 point, 14. He's a double-double every night.
Yeah, I mean, I think certain matchups aren't going to favor him. We saw that a few times this year. But again, if he stays out of foul trouble, maybe – you know, maybe those matchups aren't that big of a deal. Because a lot of his stuff, he's an effort guy, especially on the boards. I mean, he's one of the best offensive and defensive rebounders, you know, I don't know, pound for pound, I guess is the way I put that. But if you can't do it without fouling, I'm sorry, you're going to end up on the bench.
But he was asked, this all originated, he was asked about the transfer portal. And on if he's open to players returning to Tennessee after entering the transfer portal. It's, again, directly, you know, Barnes. It's based on how it happened and based on how I know things happen. You're always flexible, open to it, but some cases yes, some cases not.
So kind of a word salad.
Yeah.
By, if I'm mad at you, the answer's no. If I like you a lot and you can help the team, the answer's yes.
And then he was followed up with if that's a conversation he had with Awaka. And he said, yeah, we respected Tobey a lot, and we still do, but oftentimes we've had guys tell us that after they had left, they've made mistakes. And sometimes in a rush, in the moment, people can listen to people and realize that maybe they should have waited and thought it out a little bit more. But Tobey, obviously, you know, we all respect him and love him for what he did for us. But if he feels he's got to go through the process, he needs to do it. But with that said, we're not waiting because we're going to move forward and build this roster as quickly as we can. You read between the lines there, it's like I'm starting to wonder, Tobey is going to have to make a decision soon if he really is wanting to come back. That's what I take away. There may not be room for him.
Yeah, Barnes said that. He's like, we're not waiting. You know, I'm going to fill my roster as best I can, and I can't if I don't know you're going to be back, I can't treat you as if you are and kind of save your spot.
Yeah.
Which just makes sense. I mean, it's just unfortunate. Again, it's what the game is now. Like, we might as well get used to it.
Right.
That's all it's going to be now. Every offseason, you're going to have
until we get some guardrails on this thing and
yeah,
a little bit more
yeah.
structure.
Well, but we talked about it yesterday. They went the opposite way with the transfers. They were like, oh, yeah, as long as you're in good academic standing, transfer as much as you want. 100 times. Go for it.
Also said something yesterday about allowing schools to directly compensate athletes for NIL.
Yeah, I didn't read into that one. So, how would that work? Like, hey, cut a promo commercial for us?
I didn't get into it, but I was going back and forth with somebody on Twitter, and I quickly realized that there aren't enough characters on Twitter for me to explain it to him. But, like, NIL, you have to – that's like endorsements. So, you can't – like in the NFL, people keep saying, well, in the NFL, teams aren't allowed to money whip with NIL money. I'm like, right, because they collectively bargained. Everybody's salary's in place. But the NFL's not going to tell somebody what they can and cannot make. You can't do that.
Right,
that's
right.
Illegal.
Can't do that.
You can't
do that.
Yeah, exactly. So they can pay the players all they want to, but they're going to have to – I don't know how they're going to be able to de-weaponize – the collectives and, you know, endorsements.
Yeah, I mean, they started on, you know, phase 13 instead of phase 1, which is the biggest problem the NCAA caused in all of this. I mean, we've said it ad nauseum. They had plenty of time to slow roll this thing out there, and instead they got whipped in court, had no backup plan, and just said, well, whatever you guys think, but we'll monitor. Well, state laws over here are different than over. Well, we'll catch up with that later into
yesterday with about the you just have to be in good academic standing.
Yeah.
I think they're just taking a step back. And they don't care anymore.
Yeah, they don't want to end up in court again because every time they do, they get their ass kicked.
Well, and they also say, you know, we're enforcing rules that you guys asked us as NCAA members to enforce. I do see their side of it on that. I mean, the NCAA is the schools. It's the presidents.
It just doesn't feel that way, though, does it?
No.
It feels like it's a group of just evil people in Indianapolis.
Yeah. I mean, we've talked about it on air before. Russ has been like, who do you think they is?
Well, I know Tennessee didn't raise their hand and say, hey, come investigate us. I mean, there's got to be.
I mean, we kind of sort of did.
Well, maybe the Pruitt thing. But not the Nico thing.
No.
When you think you're following the rules, and then they're like, no, you weren't actually. Like, that's got to be very frustrating for an administration.
Well, there's so many just so much dirty stuff that goes on, like other programs.
Oh, yeah, like tattling. I mean, that's they do it too, but then they catch you doing it, and then they want to rat you out. Kirby, best coach alive, they say. Yeah. He's never done anything wrong. Just recruits really hard, the old-fashioned way. Right. Yes, everyone believes that. What was it? Amarius Mims got like 3 schools under investigation, but he's just fine down at Georgia. He just went with his heart.
I'm almost wondering if the NCAA just planted him just for the sake of just getting investigations to happen, because that's what I associate him with now, because obviously he triggered the one up here, and then he had one at Florida State.
Or at least part
State.
Of it, yeah, Florida State.
Yeah.
Wasn't there one more, too?
I don't remember, but I do remember.
Did he visit Florida? And they kind of got chopped in there a little bit?
One of those.
That might have been the Rashada thing.
Yeah, that was Rashada. But everything that, like, every school that he has gone to and they've tried to recruit him, the school's been hit with some kind of violation by the NCAA.
Except the school he ultimately chose, because they did it the right way, Tucker.
Yes.
Georgia recruiting, it's crystal clear. Clean. Never lost.
Undefeated. So it's just a wild time.
Yeah, yeah. It's
still getting used to what the new normal is.
Well, it's just weird, too. I was thinking about this yesterday. Like, I felt like – and obviously in the NFL, you do form those bonds with certain players. But, like, you know, look at Derrick Henry going to the Ravens now. Like, the Titans loved him for however many years, and he's gone. But you kind of expect that at some point in the NFL. But collegiate athletics forever – you felt like this guy came here, he's going to finish here, you grow to love him, you watch him his entire career, and now it's completely different. It's not going to look like that anymore. I mean, you cannot – that's what makes Dalton Kinnick such a fascinating one-year story, because he came here and obviously had a great season, but I don't know where or if you're going to have stories like what Zakai Ziegler will be next year, the 4-year guy who came and stayed and was a great player for you. I didn't have any anticipation that Jonas Adu would enter the portal. None.
Doesn't sound like Barnes.
Yeah, I was going to say, sounds like Barnes didn't either. And then you get that news, and then now obviously all the conversation today. It's just different. Like, I think that part of college sports is lost. Like, you can't attach as quickly to players now because you just don't know if they're going to be there next year. And that didn't used to be the case. That makes it tough.
It's really unfortunate with, I feel like, with Jonas, because he should have, I feel like he met him, he should have just stayed.
I guess we'll see. Like, where does he end up, right? I mean, if he ends up at North Carolina and they win a national championship, is that the, what, Baylor?
Yeah, he's visiting Baylor this weekend.
Adu?
Yeah.
Baylor?
Why does that surprise you?
I just don't, I wouldn't have thought, I don't know.
He looks like a, I mean, I could totally see him being, like, picture him in a Baylor uniform.
I would have thought North Carolina, just because that's where he's from, and maybe they didn't give him the proper time of day when he was a recruit.
Maybe, you know, he's also looking to get paid, as all these kids are. So, it doesn't sound like Barnes was, I wouldn't say he was ugly about it, but.
He was just short.
He obviously got caught by surprise.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, I don't necessarily blame Barnes, but, I mean, that's something you got to look at, too, now if you're a collegiate coach. Like, you have to almost be prepared to be blindsided if you can do such a thing. Because that's going to happen everywhere, every year, in the offseason. Like, it's just – it's inevitable. And until we get some, as you said, Bear, like, some guardrails, some – I don't know if you want to make them sign contracts where, hey, we're going to give you this much NIL for 2 years, but if you leave, it's, you know, it's gone. Because now, I mean, I think it was you mentioned yesterday or Russell, like, these guys have handlers, they have agents. Well, and if these guys just started being handlers and agents once NIL popped up, they probably don't know all that much about it. They're just, I mean, it's a bidding war.
I got to look at, and I'll try and find where I had it saved. I think maybe came across it on Twitter, X or whatever, but some of these NIL contracts look suspiciously like, back in the old days when bands would sign with a major label, like recoupable, and there's all kinds of, I mean, it's, but I was talking with a buddy of mine who, you know, signed a big contract mm-hmm. like that. I was like, call me crazy, but doesn't this look like one of those contracts that you ended up signing? And he agreed. So, you know, I think that they're going to quickly get to that. They're going to hem some of these kids in on these contracts.
Oh yeah, of course. It's weird too,
just
because
sense.
What was the number thrown around for Nico? Like 8 million?
Yeah, I think it was 8.
And I'm not saying he hasn't. I'm just saying I have yet to see a Nico Iamaleava commercial for anything.
It's because it's not. This is all pay to play.
Right, right. But no, I mean, it is. But like you saw Dalton Connect do like Salsaritas. He had
Some Instagram posts with like Freddy's or something.
Yeah,
Freddy. Like that.
Yeah, that to me makes sense. And I guess we all maybe thought that's what this would be. Local business says, this guy's a superstar. He's already here. Hey, will you help me sell some milk? And instead you get, again, rumors. But I mean,
it's essentially pay to play.
Right, but you know, you're talking about recoupable, and I think that was like part of the deal with Nico's contract. It's like, oh yeah, we think we can make you $8 million over your 4 years, but if we don't make you $8 million, like we get some of that money back. Allegedly, like there's all these weird.
No, with recoupable, it'd be more once he went into the NFL, they would.
Yeah, and maybe that was part of it. Like, if you don't make it here, that's fine. But your first contract, when you get paid in the league.
I don't know. It's not dependent on their pay for, like, from the league. It's more they'll continue to handle, like, their endorsements and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With a kid like Nico, there's a lot of upside there. He could end up being the golden goose.
Oh, sure. He could take over for Palomalu and do the Head and Shoulders commercials.
So, but
he's got great hair.
He does. He does.
Great hair.
I don't.
No, you don't. Your beard looks good. I guess it's technically a goatee. kind of scruff. It's like a geared. Yeah. Yeah. It goes a little further up than a goatee.
I don't have flowing locks like our boy Jake's here.
No one does in here. Well, Tucker could have some flowing locks. You got thick hair though. I feel like it
is thick.
I feel like when it got long, it would just want to like kind of puff out.
That's what happened when I had to shave my head one time. It just puffed out like an afro for about a good 3 months.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know.
As it grew back in, you got thick hair too.
Yeah.
Tucker looks like you could do Bama bangs really easy.
He kind of
he's got it going on.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah. Don't make fun of my teammate like that though. I need him in top shape mentally.
He better deliver on the top four and top five.
I got faith in him.
We're going to take our first break of the hour here, and on the other side, we will go right to the phone lines that are starting to pop. Get your all's input on the goings-on on campus.
You want me to give the number again?
Please.
865-288-3131.
All right. And you're listening.
Bear or Tucker will greet you when you call in.
What are you doing? You're listening to Drive on Fan Run Radio. Welcome back into the drive.
Who is this?
You're really not serious. On the day that we say get farewell, the legendary rock and roll guitar player.
Before. I like that.
Are you being serious right now?
What? Is it the Allman Brothers?
That's the Allman Brothers Whipping Post.
Never heard Whipping Post?
I don't think so.
Really?
I think I've just heard Melissa 1,000 times, but... he's a whaler. He had it, yeah.
Wow.
You're not familiar with the Allman Brothers catalog?
No, I'm not.
Really?
Mm-mm. Admittedly.
Yeah.
But songs like that might get me interested. That was a good vibe.
Yeah, but we lost a legend today. Dickie Betts died at the age of 80 or 81.
I feel like it's a
solid life.
I was going to say that. Obviously, it's not like extra long, but for the life he lived, that's...
What are the Allman Brothers?
Yeah, it's...
They'll be buying your records in the shops 600 years from now.
Yeah. Mm. We need to get them in that Washington...
I'm pretty sure they're already on the registry.
Are they?
Yeah.
What made it, you know, Melissa? Probably.
Blue Sky?
I think it was...
Did they do Ramblin'? Did they do Ramblin' album?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, see, I know a little bit. Boys, I know a little bit.
Do you know Midnight Rider?
I was listening to that on the way over here.
I've heard...
Mountain Jam? We'll play it
Midnight
later.
Midnight Rider. Yeah. Okay, see?
Yeah.
Well, during the breaks, you guys can educate me a little bit. But yeah.
All right.
What's that, Whipping Post, you said?
That's Whipping Post.
Okay. I like that. It had a vibe to it.
It's live almost, from the Fillmore East.
That was 70, live?
Yeah.
That was good. It had a I don't say this derogatorily. It little Doors vibe on that one. Some of that kind of trancey stuff.
I enjoy the Doors.
You like the Doors?
I heard about that.
Jim Morrison's a drunken buffoon.
He's a little crazy.
Stevie Wonder made a better version of Light My Fire than the Doors did.
It's a bold take.
And I will stand on it.
Back in the LimeWire days, Tucker, look it up, Google it, there was a Led Zeppelin cover of Light My Fire that was actually pretty good.
I'm sure it was.
Probably lost to the internet forever now. But
probably.
I had it on a mixtape, a burnt CD. Tucker, look it up.
Okay, so what's our number again?
865-288-3131. 865-288-3131. That's good. It's good. Call and join us.
And we'll go to the phone lines first where the mayor of Sono, Phil, is batting leadoff. Phil, you're on the drive. How are you, sir?
Gentlemen.
How's it
going? Good afternoon, gentlemen. Debutless Thursday, huh?
He's got a stomach bug, Phil.
Does
it? Man, we don't know. It's what he said. Well, guess we'll take him at his word.
Did Tucker go over and see Rick Barnes' press conference earlier today?
I was not aware that it was happening, so I was not over there.
Apparently, Phil, this was like a little impromptu secret media availability
that everybody made it to besides our beat guy?
I don't know that everybody did, but some people did.
Shumpert and Rick made it, Phil.
Yeah, but they might be in the circle of trust.
You know, the hard part of it.
What'd you make of his comments about Jonas?
That sounded like he stabbed him in the back.
Hmm.
It looks like Tolbay. He's told him twice he's coming back, but he still's not in the boat yet. So I guess it's time for just to move on.
Yeah, I kind of took what he said about the Tolbay situation and be like, you know, he needs to make up his mind. But
You know. That's a good way to phrase that. That's what it feels like.
Well, the way I look at it, you look at our team last year, outside of not having a backup point guard, which has been going on for two straight years, our five position has been the weakest position on the team. Even though it was all SEC and Tolbay had about fouled out every game, there's still – we don't have what we need inside to get to the Final Four.
You know, especially when you look at the makeup of the teams that made the final game. Now, obviously, Zach Edey's a little bit different, but I think you're right, Phil. I mean, we lost games this year when teams either went just lights out from three, which is going to happen to any team on a given night. That's how, was it, Creighton beat UConn. They hit, what, I don't know, 23s or something?
Yeah.
But when other teams have a big that we can't match up with.
That's what's happened for, going like to Phil's point, several years now. Hunter Dickinson, Zach Edey, Baycott.
Yeah. No, well, that's a problem. Or has been.
I don't know what they're going to do to rectify it. This kid from Charlotte's going to be a stretch four. He's not a five. I don't see they play him a five unless
Igor,
J.P. Estrella, and whoever they get in there to be J.P.'s backup. Getting a foul trouble, that'd be the only way he's going to play five. They're going to sign two post players.
So who do we have now on the roster?
Just Estrella and Cade Phillips.
Yeah, Phillips and Estrella. Yeah.
And he's a four, man.
Phillips.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on Estrella, Philly? Do you think he can make the jump in year two?
Oh, he's going to have to.
Yeah.
I mean, here's our highest rated recruit, year four last, so hopefully
he was borderline. I mean, if he's in any other state other than Maine, he's probably a five star, wouldn't you think? There's nobody really
knew
about
him. Well, he played at that prestigious prep school up there where that guy's going to Duke is.
I was about to say,
in the country.
I thought Cooper Flagg was up there too. Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he's played a talent in high school. I mean, I'm not worried about it. He just needs to get in the weight room and get stronger. I think Cade Phillips will be a decent player if he gets strong, Russell. They're both out there pretty aggressive. We've seen it, but, you know, you got to learn your roles now. Problem is we got to have somebody, some physicality to put out there to guard some people in the post.
Yeah, I felt like Estrella, I mean, it really wasn't that long of a time period. Was it Auburn he went out there and kind of got bullied a little bit?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. And then I realized, again, it's Zach Edey. You're going to give up some points. But I thought he represented himself really well against Purdue in the Elite Eight.
I mean, he played Edey about as good as anybody
outside
of
Klingon. He looked like he wanted to be out there more than anything. I mean,
he wasn't intimidated by him.
I love his attitude. It's just a matter of, as Phil said, can he get a little bigger, a little stronger, and then learn how to do that?
I think he's got the hard part, Phil, which is being able to play in the Barnes system and all that entails.
And enjoying it, so to speak, right?
He's projected to go be 7'2", is what I've been told. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. Maybe you can ask Ganey when he comes on about that.
So what is he now, 6'11"?
Listed at 6'11", 233.
I mean, he could end up looking a lot like
Klingon.
Yeah, and he remember when he played Florida, he pretty much had his way against Florida's vaunted front line.
He did.
Florida's got a lot of big guys.
Really, all of them did, I thought, because Adu really took over at the beginning of that game, and, of course, Connect really had that 39-point performance. That was the first one of those. So,
yeah, we're going to miss old Dalton, aren't we?
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully Cameron Carr will be the player that everybody thinks he's going to be. I hope he's Some people told me he was the second best player on the team, talent wise. I don't know.
I've heard some people say that privately they are buying a lot of stock in Cam Carr at Tennessee. They think he's got the potential to be a really good one.
Now, he's football, who's this defensive back they got a commitment from? Is he any good?
A 3-star out of Birmingham is what they got there. His name is Sidney Walton.
Okay. Well, hope he don't blow up too much, because you know what'll happen. Auburn, Alabama will sneak in the back door and take him away.
That's the way she goes sometimes. It feels like that happens a lot with us in corners. They commit early as a 3-star, they get exposed, they blow the up, camp, and then all of a, yeah, then all of a sudden they're going to Auburn, Georgia, Auburn, Bama, Florida, something like that.
It seems like Auburn steals more players from us than Alabama and Georgia do. I'm talking about historically, it seems like.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe not as much recently, but there was a stretch. It felt like every year, especially on when they used to have the big signing day.
Rodney Garner.
Yeah, and felt like they always had three guys that we were counting on that flipped to Auburn.
Flipping Rodney Garner, he was a flipper. He'd flip him right over to Auburn.
You think Tennessee will win 2 out of 3 against Kentucky this weekend?
I think yes. I think we're a better hitting team, and I just don't know if their small ball is going to work the way it has against some of these teams. Obviously, we're the best team that they've faced, and they, at least on paper, are probably the best team that we've faced. So I think it's going to be a good matchup. I don't know why. I just got a feeling. I think we take 2 out of 3. I would not be – I'd be surprised, but I could see us sweeping this weekend.
Has Kentucky ever won the SEC regular season in baseball?
I don't believe so.
I know they haven't been to Omaha. They're the one team in the SEC that hasn't been to Omaha.
Really? Out of all of us?
Yeah.
Wow.
Everybody's been except Kentucky. Wow.
Yeah. They have won the regular season one time in 2006, Phil.
Well, I guess TJ won't be crowing about that. They got commitments up there in Kentucky land yet?
No, they're playing their cards pretty close to the vest.
They're taking a bunch of guys that were going to go to BYU.
Well, I guess Kyle's going to get all the 5-stars unless they're on there. Ain't
he? Yeah.
Sounds like he's got a war chest down there in Vietnam.
Yeah.
I guess Tyson and Jerry Jones and Walmart, I guess the money's flowing down there, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
See you, Phil. No, I didn't even know Tyson Chicken was like – I didn't know that was a big deal at Arkansas.
Oh, yeah. That's like their whole agricultural school is named
it's
after.
It's the biggest employer.
I didn't know that until like last week.
Yeah.
So they got that and Walmart.
Tyson Chicken, Walmart. And Jerry Jones and –
Dillard's, I think, is from Arkansas, something like
there's,
that.
There's a couple others.
Some random ones.
Sneaky. All these schools have...
have something. Yeah.
Yeah. Jason knows a thing or two about Arkansas. His brother plays football there.
Yes. Yeah. I've been over there a few times. A lot Dude, nicer stuff. Yeah. My younger brother, he plays football for old Coach Pittman.
Really? What positions he play?
Offensive line.
Oh, he does play for old Pitt.
Mm-hmm.
It's the wheelhouse.
Huh.
The most Pittman.
Bigger than you?
Oh, yeah.
Can he take you?
Unfortunately.
Oh.
I can outwit him a little bit, but that can only get me so far. I mean, he's got, you know, he's got that 6'6", 6'7", frame, you know. He can snatch me if he needed to from the back.
Bigger they are, the harder they fall. That's what I've always said.
Exactly. Sweep the leg. Learned that way too early.
I didn't know that. Did you know that?
No.
We got SEC football ties at the station?
Oh, yeah. Even from high school. I mean, I played center for Ty Simpson.
Really?
Yes. Oh, I got so many questions to ask you during the break.
Oh, perfect.
We'll ask him on air.
That's okay. I'll save some of those. Yeah.
Okay.
That's,
okay.
Just, you know, no, I don't want to. Is he still at Bama, or did he transfer?
Yes.
He's
still at Bama.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What is? I don't know these signals, Bear. What is that signal you just gave me?
It means it's getting ready to fire.
Okay. Well.
All right. We'll be. We're going to take our next break here, and we'll be right back. On the other side, you're listening to Drive on Fan Run Radio. We'll have to work out the bugs in our in our new system.
I don't remember him singing that high.
Yeah, or being that sour on the guitar. But
there we go.
Would you have it sped up or something? Slowed down?
No. Oh. This is that channel we've been talking about.
Yeah. The one you said, we can't do this, and now you're
doing
this.
Then you said we could, and then.
Can't do that.
Welcome back into the drive.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
We're still kind of figuring some things out at the new.
Yeah, we got a lot of new
White
toys.
Claw Hard Seltzer
got
Studios.
A lot of new toys that we have to.
It's a work in progress.
I'm excited, Bear, and I'm also a little terrified when we make the automation switch.
I'm not.
You're not excited or terrified? What are you? Hopeful. Are you excited?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just one more thing to worry about, but I'm not worried, not too worried about it.
We got
to
figure out when we're going to do that and how.
Well, it's going to involve getting all the producers in here.
Right, yeah. Between noon and 3.
Although I think it would be fun if we just don't tell the midday show. Just let him walk in.
That's not nice. You got to be nice.
I don't remember seeing this here.
In my defense, they did it without telling me. I mean, we can't drop that on poor Marcus out of nowhere. Can't do that.
Can't do that.
You love Marcus. I don't know why you're mean to him.
Dude, I did a show with him for a year, dude.
You did one today, and it sounded like it went well. You guys were having fun.
Yeah. Because John knows what he does as well as I do. And John, Russ wouldn't keep him in check as a problem. He has snap his leash. John will keep him, save him from his.
Well, I don't want to give away too much of the special podcast, but how did it go? It sounded like it was going pretty well.
Oh, yeah, it was a lot of fun, man.
Mailbag stuff?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. That was part of it's already up. Just mine and Marcus's and John's thoughts on. Where we feel like the program stand, the three majors, the mm-hmm. baseball, basketball, and football. We didn't get into the women's basketball thing too much, but I am super excited about that and what's coming up with the Lady Vols. Hopefully we'll get them back on track. But and then the second half is for the 37, where we answered mailbag questions and
gotcha.
Funnier, you know, just things
had a little fun
know.
With it. Yeah. I got you.
We answered most of those questions. Some of them were kind of rude. Couple.
Yeah, I believe I heard John ask one. This door was shut, so I heard this through the padded walls, the roof, and the door.
Yeah.
What was it? Was it why does Oasis suck so much? Is that the question?
No, it was not. I think it's something about them being overrated, even though. I mean, they haven't been a band since 2009, but they're one of a handful of bands in the world. If they announced a world tour tomorrow, it'd be sold out in an hour, and they'd be playing in front of 250,000 people around the world.
Hmm. Interesting. Is that true? Like, would they say?
Yeah, that's how big they are everywhere but here. It's insane. But anyhow, no, I want to get back to it.
Maybe it's because I'm not British. I don't know.
I always wanted to be British. So, Jace, your brother plays football for Arkansas.
Yes.
And what? He's a left tackle?
I think they've got him slotted right now. I know in the spring game he was sitting at right guard, so he's been working
so
all around.
So, you got to be kind of hoping, like, you know, he's going to get, like, drafted, right?
Oh, absolutely. I need some money, too. I need my college paid for.
You think he'd do that for you?
He's his older brother. Of course he would. Jason,
I'd
just tell
so.
Him.
I mean, he don't usually listen to me anyways. He's a little stubborn, but, I mean, I think he wouldn't be
against it. I
mean,
in his defense, you're hanging out with me in Houston and Tucker, and he's playing football in the SEC.
He is. He gets paid to go to school. I get to, you know, ask the government for money. I'm not sure if.
What year is he down there?
I know he early enrolled in, I think, January of 23, so this is going to be his sophomore season.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Did he play last year?
No, he was injured. He tore his meniscus, had a bad thing happen, then he tore a big ligament in his hand, so he was caught a red shirt last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
They so repaired it. They did the repair instead
yes.
of the.
So this is his red shirt freshman season?
Correct.
Then? Okay,
yes.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Good. Cool.
We'll have to follow along.
I know. Now that's good. I got a reason to watch some Arkansas.
I'm sorry?
What's his name?
Luke.
Luke Brown.
Yes, sir.
Luke Brown. Fan run by proxy.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll have to have him on. Most of our interactions, like on Voluntary, we've come across Arkansas folks. They're never had a problem with them.
No, when you're talking about football, I actually, for the most part, like Arkansas fans. I'm sure Cody McClure would probably argue with me on that. It's their baseball fans that I cannot stand whatsoever.
Right. So are you all from Arkansas?
No, we're from, like I said, we're from Martin. That's where okay. I'm coming from. Yeah, he just got recruited.
That's in West Tennessee, Bear.
I'm familiar with him. Houston.
Northwest corner, yeah.
UT Martin is there.
Yes, Roll Skyhawks. Very much.
It's where Pat Summitt went.
Yep.
I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah, I was also aware of
She's
that.
She's from Henrietta, also in West Tennessee.
Oh, she was from Winchester.
No, Fulmer was from
Phil
Winchester.
Fulmer.
You look dead off like him, dude.
I'm aware. I've been informed of that.
I didn't get that until I saw the pictures of him when he was in college, and I'm like, holy cow, this
Are
is
you
actually...
kind of worried that when you get old, you're going to look like Coach Fulmer? I feel like Coach Fulmer, though, he's aged gracefully. Like, Papaw Fulmer looks better than, like, middle-aged Fulmer.
If I have kids and they're as good-looking as his, then I'll be happy.
Are you saying he has attractive daughters?
They are good-looking, objectively.
Just asking.
They look like their mama. Is that Vicky?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's absurd how much you look like him. But anyhow.
Does that bother you when we talk about it?
No, it honestly doesn't, because it did at first, but then I looked at the side-by-side, and I'm just like,
I mean,
yeah, I can't deny that at all.
Yeah.
If we got you to put you in a UT uniform and did one of those crazy 1960s poses those guys used to do.
Would you do that if we asked you to?
For Fan Run.
If we funded it.
Yeah.
If it was Fan Run funded and I had, let's say, whatever Fan Run's equivalent to NIL is, yes, I would do it.
No. Okay.
That's
a
six-inch sub at Subway at the bottom of the hill. Dude.
Right, yeah. But, like, I don't know if you know this, Tucker. We work at a place that does a lot of athletic apparel and gear and jerseys. And
I do know that.
There's one on the wall right next to us.
Yeah. True. They had like a little seminar out here the other day, and this guy was showing them their new shoulder pad racks and helmet holders and all this stuff. I think we could probably put together a little photo shoot where we get you all dolled up. And, yeah, as Bear said, we get you in that
action shot.
That old pose.
Oh, yeah.
That Reggie White.
Always liked the way their hands were up over their head. They were, like, diving.
Yeah, going to, like, block a punt.
Like Superman pose they used to do.
I feel like the ones with the kickers and the punters, they actually just took it as they kicked the ball. But everyone else, it's an awkward. I definitely run like this.
They're in their three-point stance like this, just pointing at something in the distance.
Correct, yes. No, we can set that up. I'll talk with Ryan after the show. We'll get that appointed.
That'll be a lot of fun.
Would you do it?
No.
Well, the thing is, Bear doesn't have a lookalike that we know of.
See, we could put together a program if we wanted to. Everybody gets a part of it.
Ooh, a calendar maybe.
Yeah.
Have to workshop that.
Who would buy a Fan Run calendar?
The men of Fan Run?
The 37 Club would be all over that.
There's some pretty there's some sick puppies in our in that crew.
I feel like that would turn into the biggest mistake we ever made. With how much
sure.
We would get drug badly on the social media.
Absolutely.
All of it.
That's why I will not participate.
But we could get money out of it.
That's true.
You guys, welcome to it.
What if we did it and all the money went to arm the animals?
I'd probably.
You'd think about it.
Twist my arm, maybe.
I don't know. We have a Titans football poster with a guy who looks just like Bear. So he kind of does.
Titans Bear.
So we could get Bear in a Titans uniform. Put that next to it, side by side. You recreate that. We get Tucker to recreate Fulmer's. Was he an All-American here? No.
Doubt it.
He was pretty good, though, wasn't he, as a player? Is he decent?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tucker recreates that. Jace, you kind of look like...
He looks like any number of guys that played here in the 70s.
Yeah. I'd have to workshop
that. With the flow.
Russell could be...
Water boy.
Russell's tall. Could he fill out a basketball uniform, you think? Would his pale arms blind us
his freckles, his concave chest, and his skinny guy belly? He's admitted that on air. He's a skinny fat guy.
Skinny fat guy, yeah.
He's got his pot belly.
Trying to think if we have anybody else with good. We could. Oh, we dress Bob Baskerville up as Sean McDermott. Is it Sean?
No,
Greg McDermott.
You know who
yeah.
W could pass for?
Who's that?
Dooley.
Oh, yeah. We get him some orange pants and a white polo. Tell him that, hey, we need the beard shaved for one day and one day only. Then you can grow it back. He could pull off a Dooley.
He could pull off Pruitt. Reed.
I was guessing. It's just naturally, it kind of went. That's where my mind went. Yeah.
Do we have a Butch Jones around here somewhere?
Put a flat top on Miller.
I was guessing. That's what I was thinking.
Miller just looks like Eli Drinkwitz.
He does.
Give him some weird wiry glasses, you know?
Yeah, he does have. He always wears those weird, super thin, wired glasses.
We'll put a visor on Miller and it'd be pretty close.
Yeah, but Eli's got that blonde hair. Miller's just so dark. I don't know. I don't know if that worked out. I do like Miller as Butch. That could be good. Get him a girdle, some lifts in his feet.
Get him to hold his breath for about 30 seconds.
Get that coloration. Yeah. Get him some cherry Swisher Sweets. Have him smoke about 10
but
of them.
I don't know if he could pull off the Butch where his face morphs.
It's unbelievable. We've
it's
talked
like
about this
before.
He's some
kind of changeling.
Do you know what we're talking about? Like when there's – obviously, there's Butch Jones just standing on the sidelines. Right. But then if they catch him at the right time mid-yell.
Oh, yeah.
It's like his lower jaw.
Lizard. Yeah.
And like his, it's almost like.
His hairline recedes somehow. It's like his forehead comes forward, his jaw unhinges, and he looks like he has a face that's twice the size.
Right. Yeah.
Normal.
Like the one in the Montgomery Bowl, whatever, the Camellia Bowl, where he's yelling at the refs, where he took the timeout just
Where he cost his team the game because they didn't have enough timeouts after the onside kick. Yeah. He's a moron.
Yeah.
He took a timeout to yell at the refs. They needed all three timeouts to get the ball back, and he took a timeout to yell at the refs. The guy is a moron.
He's no one's.
Be kind.
Be kind.
I'm just saying, that guy. He did a couple of good things here, but I'm glad he's gone.
Well, that'll wrap up hour number one of the drive. Coming up on the other side, we'll have Tucker Harlan will be in with what better be a top flight top four at four.
The best he's ever done, he told me during the break. He said nothing will ever top this top four at four.
Then we'll get to get the phone lines cranked up in hour number two. You're listening to The Drive on Fan Run Radio.